Okay, today's daf is Yivamas Daf Tzadi Beis. Tzadi Beis here in Aisha Rabba. So though we said that we're now in the second half of Yivamas, talking about issues of Edis Isha, we get to talk today about one of the sugyas that come up all over the Masechta, one of the basic topics. And again, just to mention a couple of points, as all of these shiurim are not meant to be exhaustive discussions of all of these topics, just raising some issues and going through some armakomos relating to the topic that relates to the daf. So we have a machlokas amoraim here on daf Tzadi Beis and Beis, a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. What is the halacha of the Isser Yivama Lashuk? We know there's a mitzvah of Yibam. We know there's a mitzvah, if I don't do Yibam, of Chalitza. And we know if up until the time that Yibam or Chalitza is done, there is an Isser for anyone else to be married to this woman. A man can be married to the Shemer, can't try to marry the Shemeres Yavam or be with the Shemeres Yavam until Yibam or Chalitza is done. And that's called the Isser of Yavama Lashuk. The Isser of a Yavama to the Shuk, to the marketplace, to anyone else. That's today's topic, this Isser of Yavama. So Rav says, in an amazing reflection of the strength of the connection of the Zika between the Yavam and the Yavama, Rav says that even if you try, even if someone else tries to marry the Yavama, it doesn't work. Amar Rav, minayin she'en kiddushin tofsin bi Yavama. How do I know that kiddushin aren't even tofes by a Yavama? She'ne'emar lo siya eishas ameis achutza le'izar. Lo siya, not just she shouldn't, but lo siya is she can't. She can't. The eishas ameis, the wife's of the dead man, cannot be to a man zar. Lo tia ba havaya lazar. There can't be any havaya. They can't be married. That is the shita of Rav. English doesn't be yavama. If you look back in Rashi, Adaf Mem Tesma Beis, we discussed this. Rashi says there also that the Vlad is a mamzer. Right? The Vlad is a mamzer according to this opinion. Tosfos there, Bashim Rabbeinu Tam, is not convinced of that, that you don't go that far. That's Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, but either way, Rav says, Nikidusha is atofes. Shmuel is not as convinced, but he doesn't argue totally. Shmuel doesn't say, no, it's fine. It's like a regular chayvi lavin. Everybody agrees. I shouldn't say. We paskin that it is chayvi lavin. There's no iser misa. There's no Isser Misa by Shomeres Yavam in this case. But the question, and usually the rule is that if there is a Chi of Krisus or worse, then there's no Kiddushin Tofsin. And by Chayve Lavin, there is Kiddushin Tofsin. Usually that's how it works. But here Rav says there's no Tfisas Kiddushin by Yavama. And Shmuel says, Ba'ani Yoseinu Tzvicha Get. I'm not sure. So you know what? Just in case, require a get. Misafkale Lishmuel. Hi, Losia Eishas Ameis. Shmuel's not sure whether this Isra, Losia, Ila Lavu Da'asa, is it coming to tell me a lav, meaning it's Usser, don't, not can't, but don't, E Delotavsiva Kiddushin Da'asa, or it's coming to tell me that there is no Tfisas Kiddushin. So Shmuel at least has that suffix. And again, Tosfos points out that Kiddushin is not Tofes by Yavama. Tosfos points out, Afilu L'Rabbanan D'Rabbi Akiva. This is even L'Rabbanan, right? This is not according to Rabbi Akiva who says, In Kiddushin Tofes R'Bachai V'Lavin, right? Tosfos says, even L'Rabbanan, it's not going only according to Rabbi Akiva. D'K'Rabbanan Sphir Le L'Rav, Midamach Sh'Ovi K'Chav Eved Abal Bas Yisrael Bacholis. Look back on Dapim Hey. Rav holds that a Goy that is with a Jewish girl is not the child is not a mamzer. Or Rabbi Akiva having mamzer. Rabbi Akiva holds he is a mamzer. Kedarina Perakas or Yuchsin. So you see that Rav holds like the Rabbanan Ulkamanam and Bishmaitzin, and also later on Amar Rabbi Yanai Nimnu Vagamru She'ein Kiddushin Tavsin Biyavama Amalei Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Lo Mishno Seinu Izu Vidachi, and we say no, that's Rabbi Akiva. Mashma Mechlal De'iu Amar Filo Alibed Rabbanan. Right, even according to the Rabbanan, this applies. That's an important ha'ara. So this is an important discussion of how we look at the Isser of Yavama Lashuk. Let's look at the couple of points. If you look in the Mordechai on and Yavamas here in Os Nunches, the Mordechai quotes our Gemara to prove that the Isser of Yavama Lashuk is considered Dover Sheba'erva. This is a huge topic, a lot, much in the Achronim, but the Mordechai in Os Nun Ches says, V'gam heti Yavama Lashuk, hi erva, kishmuel v'rav, D'amri travayo perika isha rabba. Ba'ani yosei nusvicha get. Va'avlad safik mamzer. Ve'en davar shebe'er v'pachad v'shnayim. V'yem kein avi kemakos v'onshin v'alsaras v'chulat. He continues how much edus you need for godless in this context. But the Mordechai says it's a davar shebe'er v'pachad based on our Gemara. Right? A big discussion of that is the Gemara that we'll have at Hashem in a week and a half or so from now. The Gemara later on adaf kuf hei amid beis. The Gemara there talks about chalitza, right? That's the whole parak of the 12th parak of Yevamah says mitzvahs chalitza, all the different details of chalitza. So the Gemara there quoted ma'isa shechaltzu, right? The Mishnah there spoke about if a chalitza was done in private. The Mishnah said ma'isa be'echad shechaltz be'do leveda beveisu asurim. There was a chalitza that was done in the jail. Uba ma'isa leveda be'kiva uvehichshir. Be'kiva was machshir when it was done in a jail. So the Gemara there comments, Beinola veina miyadana. If it's Beinola veina miyadana. So what does miyadana mean? Miyadana. We don't know about it, or it's not known, right? Miyadana. How exactly, what does this mean? Not 100% clear. Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, ve'edim ro'en oso mibachutz. It was in a jail, but they were edim. They were edim. So it might be, well, how do we know about it? Miyadana, how do we know about it? Maybe fundamentally, do you need Edim, Ede Kiyum for Chalitza? That's the question of how you read this Gemara. Right? Do you say, Miyadana, well, we don't know about it. So how do we know what happened? You don't fundamentally need witnesses for Chalitza, right? Which allows them, which breaks the Isser of Yevam Lashuk and allows them to get married. To marry anyone she wants. So does Miyadana mean we don't need Edim, but how do we know about it? Or does this mean Miyadana, you need Edim. You need Edekiyim there. You need Edim to witness it. So that's a question in the Rishonim. If you look in the Nemuki Yosef and the Ritva, right there on Daf Kuf Hei Amar Beis, the Ritva says, Beinol Veinam Miyadana, Pirish, Dibahoda Asan Lo Sagi. Just if they admit that Chalitza was done, that's not going to be good enough. The Afal Pisha Biyado Lachlots. Even though it's biyado, we know biyado is a certain type of ne'emanus. If it's in somebody's control, if somebody says, this is kosher meat, and it was shechted properly, and if he's a shochet, so then, even though it's overriding a cheskas iser, but we would trust him because of biyado, because the principle of biyado. So Tosfos, the Ritva says here, v'yavav isha biyado lachos, because I read him hasan, v'bal shamar girashi es ishti, a person says, I divorced my wife, Sha'afilu lahaba idonem on lagamrik, darmina hasam zil chushla. V'yesha pirshu, and now the Ritva says, some explain, dehachi kamar, mina yandi, dehare, eidava sheba erva, pachos mishnayim. The Ritva here has 2 days here. The first day is like, well, how do we know? And the second day is, well, eidava sheba erva, pachos mishnayim, and that's what you need to. V'chi amrina la'el, shema cholza, sandal, shalechad mehem, bifnei edim ka'amar. It doesn't mean, well, how do we know? But what does it mean? Mina yadi de mahanya sha'afilu heimodim. V'yu ne'manim eilenu. Ein zeklum. Kivan shaya beinola veino ubalo edim. V'nachonu. So the Ritva likes that shot. Again, 2 days of the Ritva, 2 days of the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef, whether the chalitza would require two, and that as it flows from the issue of whether the Isser of Yevama Lashuk, the context that we're talking about, is a Davar Sheva Erva. Right? Some quote the Gemara in Sota and Daf Yud Ches, which says that only according to Rabbi Akiva is a Shomeris Yavam Shezinsa. What if a Shomeris Yavam is Mizana? She didn't get married. Shomeris Yavam Shezinsa. Is she Asura Liyavam? Is she Asur to the Yavam? So the Gemara says that's only according to Rabbi Akiva. But we don't hold that way. So the Noda Behuda says that Gemara proves that it's not a Davar Sheva Erva. Not a Davar Sheva Erva. That's only according to Rabbi Akiva. The Avnei Nezer suggests in a tshuva in Choshen Mishpat, Simen Kuf Lamites. He says, well, even if it's not a Davar Sheva Erva, I have a reason why you might need two witnesses. Even if it's not a Davar Sheva Erva, why not? Says the Avnei Nezer. This is Rin 2, Rav Zev Nachum. Don't know who that is. Pe'inin Yevam Alashuk. Ola Bezichroni Sherayas Hanoda Yehuda. The law of Edom, he quotes the Raya that we just quoted. The Raya of the Noda Yehuda from the Megorah Mesecha Sota. It is not a Davar Sheva Erva. Misha Sota Shomer Yavim Shezinsa Dafkal Rabbi Akiva Asur Yavama. We should desfir La Yish Mamzer Bichai Vilavim. V'chi Erva Damya. Right? Avaliditon love ki erva damya. But according to what we hold, it is not ki erva. See, go to that Gemara in Sotan Dafir Ches. Says that Avnei Nezel of Yen Nezdaiti Mehalo Arya. I don't think that's a raya. Da afdalo chashuv iser erva. You're right, it might not be an iser erva in that category, but you still might need two. Why? And we'll read the Rambam of the Shem in a minute. Mikol makom. Kivan sheyesh liyavam kinyin ba. There is a kinyin that has taken place between the Yavam and the Yavama from Shemayim. Right? We had the Lashon earlier. Where was it? On Daf Lamed Ches, Lamed Tes. Right, we had the Lashon of the Gemara, which the Rishonim quoted, right? Lama Teslam and Aleph. Why is it that the Ksuba by a Yavama goes by the first husband? It's the first husband's Ksuba. My time, Isha Hiknu Lomana Shemayim. That's the amazing Lashon. This is a woman that was nicknet to him, Minashamayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this relationship. So says the Avnei Nezer, there's a kinyan that has already happened here. And therefore, even if it's not a davar sheva erva, mikol makom kivi yish levim kinyin ba v'loshen hashas hiknu lo minashamayim v'chozer alav me'orchei hamalchama. And we know when the Kohen gets up there and gives the pep talk and says, whoever recently got engaged, not engaged, Erisin, and whoever planted a vineyard, whoever this, could go home. So even if there's a shomeres yavam, she could go home, meaning a yavam. What kind of? There must be a relationship there already. So there's already a semi-kinyan there, which we've spoke about earlier in the Masechta. So says the Avnei Nezer, because of that, Alkin Yalav Davar Davar Mi Mamon Shekashim Sho Botzas Mamon Tzorach Shnayim Kemochin Botzas Yavama Mirshuso. In order to be motzi mamon from someone, you need to bring two witnesses. So too, to be motzi this yavama from the rishus of the yavam, you need two. But he says not dafka because it's davar sheva erva, but because there is a monetary, financial relationship already. So he tries to have somewhere in the middle. It's not really davar sheva erva, but you would also need two. But all of this, whether you call it a davar sheva erva or not, is going to the root iser of how we define this iser. This is, we should maybe start it off with this, this is a lo saseh in the Torah. It is an iser daraisa. Right? The Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchos Yibum, quotes that there are three mitzvos in Hilchos Yibum. Number one, Yibum. Number two, Chalitza. And number three of the Isser Yivam Alashuk. The Isser of the woman marrying someone without doing Yibum or Chalitza. And the Rambam's Lashon there is somewhat in the koteret of the Halachis, is somewhat verbose. Right? Yibum, no, one word, Liyabim. Chalitza, Lachlotz. That's the mitzvah. Two words. Number three, Shalo Tinase Yivama Leish Zar. Ad shetasur rishus hayavam me'aleha. That's how the Rambam formulates the Yisr. The woman is not allowed to marry anyone else until the rishus of the yavam has been removed from her. Right? It already has come onto her from the reality of the din daraisa. V'ha'isha shehi ru'uya liyibum nikreis zikuka liyavam v'rishus hayavam nikreis zika. So the Rambam has that whole lashon in the third mitzvah here. And that's what the Rambam starts off, Hilchos Yibum, mitzvah saseh min ha-Torah, sheyibim adam eishes achiv me aviv. It's a mitzvah daraisa for a person to do yibim to his paternal brother, bein min ha-nisuin, bein min ha-erisin, whether his brother had first stage of marriage or even just first stage of marriage, or of course second stage of marriage, mezbo, zerah, shnemer, zerah, ben, ein lo, yivama, yavo, aleha. Min ha-Torah, eino tzarech lakadi shivimto. Midaraisa, no kiddushin is needed. Sheze ishto hi shehiknu lo minashamayim. Right? That, quoting that Gemara in Yavama Staflamates. Ela yavo alea v'ksubas al nechse baila shemes. But, and the Rambam goes into later on, we had a shiur about this, Maimar, right, is the takana drabanan of the kiddushin of a yivam. So the Rambam starts off. There's an isur daraisa, lo tinas yivam alizar. The Sefer HaChinuch also discusses this, obviously. The Sefer HaChinuch always follows the Rambam. He has one line that bothers the Minchas Chinuch, and he wonders where the Chinuch gets this from. The Rambam does not say this. The Chinuch says, Tav Kuf Sadi Zayin, Shinim Nakol Adam Yisrael Milavo Al Yavama, Ba'udena Tachazika Sayavam. The Isser is on every man in the Am Yisrael from being with this Yavama. Right, while the Zika is taking place. What I wrote by Yivam. The Ober Al Zeh, Uba Al Yavama. Somebody violates this, and the man is with the Yavama. V'itachas zikas hayavam, chayev malchus. Right? He is chayev malchus. It's an issa daraisa. V'ikir azhara zu, hi al ha'anashim. And the azhara is on the men. It's on the man, the shuk. V'gam hi bichlal ha'iser. She, though, is also included in the iser. Shelo tovo v'tinase l'shum adam ad shetiftar min ayibam. Until she undoes the zika somehow, having yibam or chalitza done to her. V'efshar shim avra v'nival alertzona v'oda zekuka liyavam shegam hi b'chiyav malchus. Right, it's possible that she also is chayav malchus if she violates. Right, if you look in the Rambam, v'overal zeh, loke. Right, loke. The Rambam says, loke. If you look in Rav Chaim Heller's edition, the Rambam says, loke hi v'hu. Where does the chinuch get this from, that with her it's only a possible malchus? Every time there's an avera between a man and a woman, in iser erva, in iser lav, they're always equally usser, and there's malchus. And there's malchus, or there's misa. So the minchas chinuch just leaves his besorachian. Where did the chinuch get this from? Tamuoli, maze ol al daito. Between every Isser Bia, the man and the woman are equal. Right, and that's the Mishnah increases stuff you'd. Earlier, he says, I don't understand. He doesn't answer it. He says, the Rambam says, Lokin, right? That's a question which we're not going to deal with now, but that's a mystery. In the Sefer HaChinuch, why he says that the woman might have Malchus. The Asvin D'Araisa, Reb Yosef Engel in Klal Ches, has beautiful lumdis relating to this Isser. And that is, this Isser of Yivam HaLashuk. And we're just going to mention it. There are many rayas that he brings. The Isser of Yivam HaLashuk. Nistapakti. What is the root? Where does this come from? Inyano, ma inyano, im inyano she ishus habal lo nistalik legamre venitak mimisa lalav. Is this, where does the zika come from? Is it that the dead brother's marriage hasn't fully ended? Why is she asura to marry anybody else? Because she's still married somewhat to the dead brother? Is that the chiddush of the Torah? His ishus continues? Odilma or no? Ishus habal nesalik lagamre. He died. He died. There's no more ishus. V'isur l'shuk iser chadashu. This is a new iser. This is a new iser. Nothing to do with the previous brother's marriage. That's question one. Is it an ishus that continues, or is it a new iser? And then he says, v'imtiv salamar she'ishus habal nesalik lagamre. And if you want to say possibility one, that it's that their earlier brother's marriage wasn't totally removed, I still have a suffix within that. Gam ken yishlis topic. Im isura adayin mikoach habal, is it really from the dead brother? His ishus continues, or his ishus continues, but it transfers to his brother. O dilma ha ishus hanishar nisrokein liyavam v'isura atah mikoach hayavam. It does. The roots of it are from the dead brother, but now it's transferred to the live brother. V'chein ba'ofan hasheni hanal. And even if you want to say that, she'ishus habal nesalik lagamre, gam ken yishlus tapik, a third suffix, im isura iser ba'alma, lo iser ishus, even if it has been removed totally. So, it's something new. Is it a totally new type of iser? It's not in the world of ishus? Marriage? Odil machit she'torah ishus chadash beinah liyavam. Or, is there a new iser? That's Hiknu Laman HaShemayim. Nothing to do with the dead brother's marriage, but now there's a new semi-type of marriage between the Yavam and the Yavama. V'isura mikoach ishus ha-yavam elashu isur kalush. Ishus kalush, shvalkin isur rak balav. So how do you understand all of these sveikos he has? And then he goes into, well, do you ever have an isur that just, an isur ishus? Like, what about the first sod? It's an isur from the dead brother, but, you know, it's still there. But what does that mean? When they were married, there was an isur to be with this ishus ish. Right, much worse, the Yavisa. And now it's less, now it's a lav. Do you ever have that? That an ishus would just become a little weaker? He said, yes, you have that possibility. Look in Kiddushin, Adav Yud Gimel. The Gemara discusses there, how do you know that when a man dies, his wife can get remarried? How do you know that? Maybe you get married and that's it forever. How do you know that? The first Mishnah in Kiddushin says, Misa Sabal allows her to get remarried. So the Gemara first says, isn't it a svara? Svara is logic. Hu asra v'hu jarsa. He asered her by getting married, so maybe he matered her by dying. So this is the Gemara. Baha arayis asalu v'lo shara lehu. Why? Just because one person asers doesn't mean they also have the power to matir. What about arayis? Ashes av. Right? His father's wife. Right? His father asered the kalasov. Ashes achi aviv. Shaydi kiddushi abal nesru klukrova. V'kshiyamas abal lo shara lehu. Those stay aser forever, even after death. Right? Krovim of a karov. Right, even after death, they're also. So you can't just say, "Oh, if this creates this, or then it matters." Ella, midam rachmana yivama she'en la yavanim asura. The Gemara says, "Well, maybe." Well, the Gemara says that if a yavama has no children, asura hayesh lavanim muteres. The Gemara continues and says, "We find the important line for us now." Ella, midam rachmana amana la kohen gadol asura. If a widow is usher to a kohen gadol, it must be she's muter to everyone else. The Torah says she's only usher to a kohen gadol. So the Gemara says, no, maybe to a kohen gadol it's an iser, and to everyone else it's an asay. It's an asay. You go down one. So the Gemara says, well, where'd that asay come from? And the Gemara says, idanya mitzvah zabal, if the death of the husband helped, then it should be totally mutter. And if it didn't help, then it should be what it used to be. So the Gemara then says, here's the line, alam alo, why can't it just go down a little level? Afikta mimisa v'ukimta al asay. Why can't you say it used to be Misa, now it's an Asay? Smidi dahavi, apsulei hamukdashim. An unbelievable comparison. Like psulei mikdash, a carbon that gets a balmum. Right? Demei kara, originally when it was a carbon, there was an isra mi'ila, and you were allowed to shear it, and you were allowed to work it. Parkinu, once you redeemed it, there's no more mi'ila. It goes down a level, but there's still an isra of gizav avoda. So you see, sometimes you could have isurim that get diluted. So maybe this is a diluted iser. That's one Gemara. He quotes other Gemaras. Okay, we don't have time to go into it now. The Gemara Kiddushin on the next daf, Yudalit, has two deos if the Zika is considered osra matira. If it's considered from the yavam. The yavam is the one that osers. The yavam is the one that matirs by chalitza. So again, this is a very lumdish question. But about a few points about the iser of yavam alashuk. But again, there's a lot more. We just mentioned a few of the points. Okay, we'll stop here.